This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A judge has ordered the release of an updated autopsy of Elijah McClain. CPR led a lawsuit by multiple news organizations after it was discovered that McClain's autopsy was amended after a grand jury investigation. McClain, a 23-year-old black man, died after Aurora police forcibly restrained him in 2019. McClain had done nothing illegal. Paramedics injected him with ketamine, a powerful sedative. The grand jury indicted three police officers and two paramedics. They are scheduled for an arraignment November 4th. A jury in Denver has found a man guilty of killing a woman who was walking her dog near Coors Field in 2020. 38-year-old Michael Close shot and killed Isabella Thallis with an AK-47 after an argument. He also injured her boyfriend. Close was found guilty on Thursday of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and assault. COVID-19 hospitalizations fell this week to their lowest point since mid-May. CPR's John Daly says state data show 145 people are in the hospital with confirmed cases.
That's less than half the number recorded at the summer peak. About half are unvaccinated. Coloradans can now get the new booster aimed at the highly transmissible Omicron subvariant. It makes up the bulk of cases in the state. Dr. Dan Pastula from CU Anschutz says residents should expect a winter with a lot of respiratory viruses going around.
Particularly for influenza and COVID, you know, talk to your doctor about getting vaccinated to lower your risk.
People can get both a flu vaccine and COVID-19 vaccine at the same time. I'm John Daly, CPR News.